Request of Kyle Camberg to address council regarding Portland Police Bureau Sunshine Division.
Good morning. Welcome. Good
morning. Thank you for having me. I'm the, I guess I would say, the first civilian executive director of the Sunshine Division, and I wanted to come out today and just briefly talk with you all and invite you to learn a little bit more about our amazing partnership we have. For over 90 years, the Sunshine Division has provided free emergency food and clothing to Portlanders in need. In 1922 and again in 1923, the very first community policing initiative for the Portland Police Bureau began, with food being delivered on Christmas Eve by officers and the first Portland Police Reserves not far from here in Goose Hollow. That tradition formalized and became an actual arm of the Bureau known as the Sunshine Division. 30 years later, we incorporated, and today we're a standalone 501c3 that is unlike any other nonprofit in the country, uniquely partnering with the city and with the police bureau. I often get asked, well, what's different or why is that special aside from that unique tie-in with the police? And the reality is we're different in that we not only have this unique connection with first responders, but we also serve as a small food bank to about 15 agencies here in Portland. But more importantly, about 1,300 families come directly to us for service each and every month at our little old rustic warehouse in North Portland. So we're a little bit of both. We're both a food bank, we're both a food pantry, and then we're this wholly unique program with the police. I really wanted to let you all know about these five great things that we do with the police each and every day in case you were unaware of that. Number one, 24 hours a day, a citizen of the community can go to a police precinct or call the police and have a food box delivered. That is something that has been in existence longer than any of us in this room have been alive, which I think is a fantastic tradition that most people don't even know about. Number two, as first responders to very vulnerable pockets of our population in town, the police will refer over 1,000 citizens for free service to us. So we are a resource and a tool that they can use when they're responding to domestic violence, poverty, senior citizens, anyone that's in need. We also have a unique program where nearly 500 kids will go school clothes shopping with a police officer this year. What a great partnership to get an intervention with kids that are in poverty or having a tough time. And that's something that's gone on for over 20 years. And then the last is we have this tradition of that started over 90 years ago of feeding people around the holidays. And most of you have probably heard of that. But what you probably don't know is 3,500 holiday food boxes are created every December in our warehouse, and then each of the three police precincts, not including Central, are used as delivery hubs. Officers, their families, friends, and volunteers make sure that those food boxes are delivered, and it's always the Saturday prior to Christmas. Every December that happens, and it would not happen without the Bureau and without the city's help. So I just wanted to thank you for the city and the Bureau's partnership. I'd like to invite each and every one of you to come to our warehouse and learn more about what we do and the history. I know Commissioner Saltzman is actually coming over next week. But thank you so much. I invite you to join us and participate in what we're doing and deepen that relationship.
Oh, thank you. And thanks for carrying on this great tradition.
Thank
Congratulations
you.
On this role.
Very much.